Hello and welcome to episode 55 of Three Peeps in a Podcast. It's Christmas once a more, as the title suggests. We are doing this slightly differently today. We are doing it over the web due to babysitter issues. However, we are still joined by the three. So it's myself, Patch, and in Studio B, we've got Bryno and Ped. Say hello, boys.
I'll say hello first because it's my gaff. But yeah, we're in the original studio. But like Pat explained, your missus is out. So you've got to cut Ivy. My missus is out with Lucy, the eldest, but I got the 9-year-old. So I've invited Peddy round to this studio.
Because he doesn't have a missus. Hello.
Yeah, officially. Wow. Officially single ladies.
Single ladies.
Oh. Thank you. Pretty as you said.
Mike, yeah, you top-footed it from town, I understand.
Just had a few casual drinks after work. Don't really go into details, but yeah, it was very nice.
Did you drink drive?
You what? No, never do that, and I hate people that do it.
That's probably why you took so long, okay?
He went by Oxford.
I drank.
Everybody's just spill it. Old Jake.
Oh, Mike, what are you saying?
All right. It seems weird not to see you because.
Yeah, it's a bonus, isn't it?
Yeah, we can usually tell when he's going to talk because he's got a microphone strapped to his face.
You've had a quite an eventful weekend just gone. Well, I say just gone. We're Thursday now. I understand you're quite a big deal in the Instagram world. Is that correct?
People know me. I did visit Bristol, the official. I think it's the official tourism board Instagram page.
Who says?
Destination Bristol.
The official one? Mayor?
Is that Marvin Rees? Yeah, he did.
What's he done?
Not a lot. let's not get political, but not a lot. so I took over the Visit Bristol, at Visit Bristol, Instagram account for the weekends. As myself, Picky Peds, @PICCYPEDS. It's quite fun. I know some other people that do it. You can do it how you want. Essentially, they want you to share some of your favorite photos that you've taken yourself. But with Instagram now, you can do Instagram stories, which is essentially a Snapchat. So you can do videos of where you've been. You can do live videos. So I did a few of those. I think that was it.
It's all the same, isn't it? Social media things, you just all do the same thing, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
They've all got your filters for your funny photos, and you've all got your videos. And
they merged it into one.
Did they give me...
Go on. That was good.
You didn't bridge your hand patch.
It was good. It gave me about 70 followers. That doesn't really mean anything, does it? That's the modern day needy thing of needing followers.
You do crave attention, do you?
All of the time, constantly, yeah. And I'm glad you invited me here with you tonight. It was good fun. I'm glad to do it. And just slowly trying to improve my photography techniques. So,
keep what you're doing, then.
Yeah, you'll see. Rich loves it. He loves it.
I love Instagram. That's why. Well, breaking news, I don't know if you both know, but I have come off Facebook. I'm into my second week of not being on Facebook.
You haven't deleted the account or...?
I've deactivated it.
Have you?
Yes.
Why?
I just got... it's one of the best things I've ever done.
Yeah.
I used to drive to work, get the same routine, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Oh, maybe Facebook's updated since I've been looking at that. Back to Facebook. It's like the same routine.
Do you not
get up in the morning, Facebook.
Yeah.
Now I just like... Just get up and
I
go to the news, the news app on the phone, and that's about it.
I don't
miss all the proud mummies and the attention seeking.
Where's time gone? That kind
the shared memories, like your kid and your wife's arms for years.
Could you say about the routine you get into? I'm the same. If click on Facebook, click on Instagram, basically those two, BBC Sport and first thing for football gossip. Would you not find yourself still clicking on Facebook? Or have you?
I deleted that, put off my phone. Off my phone, yeah.
Was that okay? I tried doing that once and it basically killed my phone because it's such a powerful app.
No, I just literally deleted it.
That's amazing.
Hence the, obviously for the viewers can't see this, or the listeners, not viewers.
Yeah.
I got a space on my front page where the Facebook used to be.
It's just a big crack on there instead.
Yeah.
A bit of crack. So what's the unofficial, not unofficial, what's the casual plan? Keep it going, or?
Well, I didn't realise you can only deactivate it for 7 days maximum. You've got to keep going back in to deactivate it. I can't see anywhere it says deactivate it until further notice. It just says deactivate. Gives you, it asks for a reason. I just put, oh, the reason is temporary. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Deactivate 7 days. Or do you want to just log out, it says. I'm like, no, I want deactivate.
Well, I know other people have done that. I don't know if he's deactivated.
It's cleansing.
Yeah. Well, one of my good friends has done it, but that is for work reasons.
Well, having an affair, is it?
No, definitely not. Or I think
women are dirty.
I think Matt Penn might have done it. I don't know if that's...
Penn's for a while.
Penmeister. He mentioned, when I spoke to him on the phone, the old-fashioned way, the phone the other day, he mentioned something about that as well. So
first of all, just lots of people I was bored seeing their stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought, sod it.
I think me and Pat should try that in the New Year's resolution.
What, so you can go the longest?
Well, yeah.
I actually have done it for the last 24 hours because I'm frightened of seeing any Star Wars spoilers because I'm going to watch it tomorrow. I've actually not looked on Twitter or Facebook since midnight on Wednesday.
I started Twitter because I found that news worthy.
Okay.
That's good for like your city news and your blur of Burt Bannon's news.
I'd be interested to see if I could do Facebook. Instagram, no, because that's my thing at the moment. And it's not quite the same because it's not, oh, look at me, I've got kids and they're amazing and blah, blah. But, I mean, in some ways it's, look at my photo, aren't I brilliant? But
look at my kid, he's got a certificate because he can stand up.
Yeah, but I would be interested to see, more so me, but maybe as the next challenge, me and Pat's could do it.
Go dry in January.
That will be a thing. Oh, my goodness. You've got October. It will be a thing.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone's. I don't know if anyone's ever actually noticed that on Facebook. Obviously, you didn't.
Apart from, I don't really notice when you. You don't post apart from when you're
random about football,
you're pissed, or you're on holiday,
or just check in somewhere.
Yeah, which is good. You don't use it that much anyway.
I used to get bits like our mum go, "Oh, you're out again last night." Oh, some say mentioned you're out a lot. I say, "Well, I'm going to be a hermit." Or something.
Yeah.
So no one knows where I am anymore. So
it's interesting. I like that.
I'm still a messenger. You can still message me on Messenger. You can still use that.
Yeah. App. I think I would struggle, but I'm interested to consider doing that.
So, you heard it here first, listeners.
We come back to
that. That's why I'm responding to
anything else. Mike, I just want to ask a few more quickfire questions, and you can just answer them in a few words, if you like, rather than a paragraph. With this Visit Bristol takeover, were there any sort of rules or guidelines? I assume you weren't paid to do it. It was just like a chance to promote yourself and promote your work. Yeah.
Yes. that's all it is. I think the
rules.
I want to keep it short. I mean, I've got to give you some detail. They ask people. Don't promote yourself too much. Obviously, I promoted my second page, Bits of Bristol. And the podcast I mentioned as well. But I did ask beforehand, am I allowed to do this? She said, yeah, it's good to let people know who you are and give a bit of background about yourself. But I think they're just thinking your pictures will gain more followers for them as well. And it did, because I had complete control of their account. It's interesting to see 20,000 followers, 21,000 followers they have, just how much sort of, what's the term they use? Not engagement, how much engagement they get with their followers. And yeah, it was interesting. So most weekends they get someone else to do it. Sometimes it's bloggers and stuff. I like it when it's someone that I know. I say no, but as in Instagram/Facebook, no. people that actually take photos and they just do it for fun. And it's not, because I'm not going to get anything out of it. I get new followers, which ultimately they're probably stop following me a few weeks down the line because it's, some people do it for popularity. I'll follow you if you follow me back. But don't swear, don't promote yourself too much.
No nudity, I should imagine.
Don't argue, don't post pictures of your
Bristol's
section. actually, my account, the second one's called Bits of Bristol. Once I did search by accident for Butts of Bristol and it doesn't exist
yet. Accident.
You said accident. Accident exists. There's two T's in Butts and only one in Bits. But anyway.
Search for it 5 times.
Tits of Bristol. Ooh. I'm on that bombshell. But yeah, it was.
That's pretty short.
Yeah, that was no one question. What's the next one?
But no, congratulations on your successful takeover. Rich, myself, and you had a little adventure of ourselves over to Cardiff last Monday, was it? I think it was.
We usually do like what we've been up to, but after our last episode, we've done that barbecue thing, so we didn't do what you've been up to.
So yeah, you went to Berlin.
My list is, right? Do it.
Yeah.
Been to Cuban, week in Westward Ho, mum's 80th birthday party, happy Mondays, grillers in Berlin, Christmas party, Kasabian, and I left Facebook.
That's keeping it precise. Are you happy with that?
Just very quickly from me, that was my first proper gig, I'd say, and I really enjoyed it. I know some, like, their classic songs, and it was amazing to see that live. But some of their other stuff I really enjoyed as well. I actually listened to their album the week before, and still listening to it now and again now in amongst Christmas songs.
I'd have to say
the best of Kasabian so far.
What's your favorite song?
Probably LSF. Is it called Light Souls Forever? Yeah.
That's one that everyone sings along to at the end.
Is it Underdog?
Underdog's pretty good. Yeah. Oh, so I was chatting to the drummer before the gig and on the way home afterwards. Yeah, we kept in contact.
Oh, Ian Matthews. Yeah, I went to school with him.
You can still find him on episode something.
How were you feeling that day?
Yeah, it was a little bit rough. It was a Monday night, and you're quite right. The chap who we went with, who will remain nameless, Paul Phelan, likes a drink. So he kept topping me up even with two pint jugs of a strong beer.
He does like a drink. He did give his last one away, and he was poking it down in the stick of the armpit. So it went like he was like a
But just to give people an insight. So as I say, it was my first gig, proper gig, rock gig, and I was put off by a few things. Firstly, the horrendous queue and the fact that I couldn't go in like a VIP queue or anything like that. Next up, as I walked in. Actually, we timed it perfectly because Kasabian, literally, it was like a countdown on the screen. It was 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They just started. But as I walked in, some guy was starting to dance and was clearly intoxicated or maybe even something more, more involved, and fell flat on his face, and his face exploded in front of my face. So I don't know. I was just stood at the bar with Paul He sort of went down and staggered up, and he was obviously with his brother because he looked quite similar, and like their girlfriends, and they all had to leave, and it literally had started 10 seconds earlier.
Before you share, you didn't really drink a lot before. I mean, I drove that night because it's Monday night, and do you remember getting back to the car and there was a bloke opposite my car?
No, I don't
rubbing his elbow against a lamppost.
I remember where your car was.
That's the car. I was just down by Carnage. Opposite, by the banana bridge, and there was a bloke literally stood by the lamppost on the opposite side of the road, just rubbing his forearm against the lamppost.
Thank God it was a forearm.
And I just made sure I got in the car quickly and went. That's quite scary. I'm glad I wasn't alone.
Just very quickly back to the gig. Whilst Paul was getting a drink, I sort of went down the left wing and cut in, a bit like Ryan Giggs against Arsenal in the FA Cup. And managed to get quite close to the stage and very quickly removed myself when what I can only assume was pints of piss started flying around and people pushing and shoving. So we kept quite back out of it, didn't we, Rich? I mean, is that what you usually do or not?
Yeah. Last time I saw Kasabian in that actual arena, I went to the mosh pit, I had my mobile phone nicked. So I kind of learned my lesson. And if I had a few more drinks, I might have gone a little bit forward a bit more. But because I was just sober, I just thought, appreciate that for a distance and actually just watch it and remember it rather than just it being like a memory kind of thing.
That thing with phones apparently is big issue at the moment. People getting their phones and they
take games. Well, because Sabian actually mentioned it on their Twitter page, saying that if you, when you watch us on the tour, there are professional gangs in operation.
They've got to make their money back somehow from their ticket sale.
So yeah, I learned that.
But you know, on the whole, really enjoyed it. I've got I've got another gig coming up in June. I'm going to watch the Foo Fighters at West Ham's ground, Olympic Stadium. So that's probably the Kasabian and the Foo Fighters are the only two active bands that I actually would pay to go and see. So tick them all off in the space of 6 months. So yeah, looking forward to that.
To watch the vaccines in 02 in April.
Lovely.
April 3rd. That's my birthday.
One of the lads we went with, actually, Rich, your pal and all of our pals, Alan. I noticed he loves live music.
Yes. Yeah, actually, went to see Liam Gallagher last night in Cardiff, and he's gone to see Shed Seven tonight. He goes to loads of gigs. He's gone to watch Simple Minds in the Roundhouse, wherever it is, on his own. He goes to a lot of gigs on his own as well. Yeah.
I suppose that's okay, because apart from like the journey there and back, which is a bit lonely, but whilst you're there, you can't really talk to anyone, can you?
It's not like not really a social event, but I went charge to Cardiff and just to watch a band. I don't mind popping to Bristol, like O2.
Okay, so that's what we've been up to. Anything else popping out for anybody? Okay, I'm going to do a quiz. So the first quiz is of Christmas theme. And I'm going to do each. So we'll start with Rich. You have question one. If you don't get it, you Mike gets to steal. And I'll keep a little tally here as well. So question one to Rich. Name six of Santa's reindeer.
Dasher, Rudolph, Prancer,
four.
Blitzen. How many is that?
Yep.
Four. Are they all right so far?
Yep.
Prancer. Is there one called Dancer? Yep. Yeah. One more. Oh, shit. Prancer, Blitzen, Dancer, Prancer. Jeff.
There is.
I can't think of anyone. How many is there? Right.
Yes.
Petty, what? If Petty gets one, he steals the point.
Ooh.
I give up. Pass on to Petty.
No points. No points to anyone.
No idea.
So Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and Rudolph.
Donner
kebab.
The Turkish one.
Yeah.
I don't
fight.
I
want
too bad.
Right, Mike.
Turkish or Turkey?
Christmas Island lies in which ocean?
sugar spice. That is. Oh, I don't know the oceans. I know.
Well, it's the question, aren't
you? Do you want some options, Mike?
Country, I think it's closest.
No, like in the
No, I'm not giving you options.
Yes.
I didn't get any options.
That's a shame, isn't it?
I'm going to have to rush you. Dead air is a crime. Incorrect, Rich.
I don't know which one it is. Pacific.
I was going to say that as well. It must be then. Where is it? Like by Hawaii, that area, is it?
Well, I'll say afterwards. I'm guessing.
What ocean have you got?
Correct. Indian.
I can say the Atlantic then.
Rich,
okay.
Who is the central character in the new film The Man Who Invented Christmas?
Heard of it. It's a real life person, is it?
No.
They're like a bloke called Ted. You know, he's like a person I would know. The Man Who Invented Christmas is probably, I'm going to say, Walt Disney.
Who's that?
I'll say Lewis Carroll.
Charles Dickens.
No. That's what I meant, yeah.
Did you know that, I don't know if you knew this, do you know, apparently, I don't know if it's a myth or real, but Father Christmas wasn't always red and white in the suit. It was made red and white because Coca-Cola sponsored it at some point. Is that true?
Green,
I think it's green,
originally.
They made him red and white and then it stuck.
Santa Claus, it's...
Well, let's press on with the quiz.
Norwegian, it's Scandinavian,
question,
isn't it?
Mike, what colour are mistletoe berries?
Hi.
Oh, fucking hell. It's like, what colour are strawberries?
Don't
know. Ooh. It's not a trick question, is it?
Who knows?
I'm going to have to, like, give you a 5-second time limit to answer these.
Well, I say,
obviously, it's always right.
Incorrect. Rich?
I say red, then.
White.
Limit.
Been out white, aren't I?
No.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was going to say.
One to me.
Absolutely.
Keep question five.
What are the red ones?
Which?
Oh,
which no. coin?
That's not an answer, is it? I got an answer.
Which coin was traditionally hidden inside a Christmas pudding to bring wealth and good luck to the finder? Correct.
I think it's a sixpence.
Carols from Kings has been broadcast on Christmas Eve ever since 1928. But King's College is part of which university?
That's obvious.
Rich?
Oxford.
Yeah, cheap.
Correct.
Cambridge?
According to the song, on how many of the 12 days of Christmas were non-avian gifts given?
Non-avian? So, gold rings, drummers. Well, so if it's 5 gold rings, that's 5 days, is it? Or is it, I've got the, no, interesting. So drummers drumming, maids are milking, so-and-so dancing, 5 gold rings, I'm going to say 4 of the days are non-aviation
gifts. I'll go for
6.
I told you 4.
I don't know. I want listening. That's the problem.
6. It's 5 gold rings.
Yeah.
Lord to Lording.
Do you want me to tell you the answer?
Mill to Making.
Right, you got rings, pipers, maids, lords, drummers, and ladies. Right, number 8.
Oh, ladies.
Too far, was I?
Yeah. From which Christmas film does the line, sweet. "Now I have a machine gun, ho, ho, ho," come from?
It's an obvious question ever.
Don't say that.
Well, 1 point for mine.
Die Hard.
Which Saint's Day falls on Boxing Day?
Saint Wenceslas.
Correct. Oh, it's got interesting. 3-2. We have one question left in this round. Whose question?
This question as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you can have it up here. Tiebreaker after. Which song was Christmas number one in 2009 following an online campaign to prevent talentless cretin to prevent Joe McAldrey's bag of manufactured from reaching the top spot?
Obvious.
It is, if I can figure
it out. Yes,
it is. I know. Don't
5, 4, 3.
Shush.
It'll be Christmas before he answers.
Can you
use
anything? Yeah, okay, if you stop speaking, I think. Although,
it's not
the best podcast, is it?
I'm going to put
5 seconds
on it.
It's got to be a clause.
No.
Santa Claus.
Well, I'm not going to get it because I can't think. She keeps speaking. I know who it is. He's got dreadlocks in it.
Eddie Grant.
Right, Rich.
No.
What got off?
Correct.
Rage Against the Machine.
Killing in the Name of.
What was the song?
No, you said who?
You say who? Oh, I give up. Swears, absolutely swears. You can do your podcast on your
own. I give up, apparently. 4-2. What day? No question for you two. What day is Boxing Day?
What do you mean, what day?
When's Boxing Day?
Tuesday. A week Tuesday.
When is Boxing Day? I can't ask. Freedom. Oh, right. When does Boxing Day happen in a year, every year? No.
Is it?
It's the next working day after Christmas. So, yeah, if Christmas Day was Saturday, Boxing Day would be the Monday. Because Boxing Day originated when the servants in these big houses, when they Yeah, when they come out to work on the next working day, they have a box, like a gift. So Boxing Day is the 26th of December. That's why sometimes you get a different bank holiday. That's why sometimes bank holiday. Is that a lesson for you?
Thank you.
Moving on to our next segment, which I don't know if you've got a rant for us this week, Rich?
No, if I rant, it'll be about work, and I'll probably get myself sacked, so which will not be a bad thing. Ooh. But work shit, overworked. When I was working at the Royal Mail, I used to wish I was back in the office, because offices always like slow down towards Christmas, and Royal Mail pick up.
The grass this year, it's isn't like always green on you,
my work, it's just... I'm getting to yoga. They're trying to do as much as they can in this month, just like a world record attempt. I mean, like, oh, let's be the most hardworking company ever, rather than think of our staff. But never mind.
I've noticed I'm not naming my company, and please don't.
No, good.
There's been a switch in what we do. Is much more people. Not that it wasn't, but I'd say much more people focused. And everyone in the company got a bottle of champagne today.
Champagne, though, okay. Like brute.
I mean, don't mind. Passenger brute reserve.
I know companies where they encourage working from home. They even got their own desk. They got the share desk. Like hot, it might be your company. It's not your company, Patch, but that's what you do. They have hot desks where you, when you finish your day, you put your stuff into a locker, and the next day someone else might use your desk. Our place, I'll come from home. No, we want to see seats. No, we want to see asses on the seats. We want to see it busy. Get stuff just you.
That was Rich's rant. Does that mean we go on to the next part of the quiz now?
Well, I got like a little quiz set up, but it's kind of a memory.
Yeah.
It's based on what you just done, the number ones. So I want to see how far we can go back from last year to naming the Christmas artists.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Sure.
2016, Pedley?
2016 was... Well, it's all... Pretty much for the last 10 years, it's X Factor or a charity single.
Yeah, well, last week...
It's like middle-aged lady choir or something.
No, it's Clean Bandit, featuring Sean Paul and Anne-Marie.
That was a Christmas number one.
Yeah, 2015. I'm out for these, I'll do it quick.
Yeah.
Do you know? No? No one knows 2015?
The same answer, charity or something.
Lewisham and Greenwich NHS choir.
Charity.
2014? And hey now.
Alexander Burke.
Sam Bailey. 2012. Justice Collective. 2011.
Was the Justice Collective for You Never Walk Alone?
I don't know. Who they were with.
Next.
Military Wives and Gareth Malone.
Wow.
2010 is where you might start your run of manufacturer shaped.
Leona Lewis.
2010 was Matt Cardle. 2009, you had that in the quiz.
Leona Lewis.
No, 2009, you had it in the quiz. Who was it?
Leona Burke.
Already been said once.
Leona Lewis.
No. Yeah. 2007.
Leona Lewis.
No. Starts with the same four letters. Oh,
Leon Jackson.
Yeah.
Yes.
2006.
Leona Lewis.
Yeah. 2005.
Shane Ward.
Yeah. 2004.
Steve Brookstein.
Kind of an anniversary band of 20 years.
Bandit.
20. 2003.
Steve Brookstein.
Some would say we're currently in this. We're in a mad world.
Gary
Jules.
Jules, yeah.
2002.
Steve Brookstein. When was Steve Brookstein?
Girl Band.
Stand Again the Grind. Girls Alive.
Yeah. 2001. Cover song by an actress and ex Tic Tac Man.
Kids? No, Something Stupid.
Yeah,
we're Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman.
Mr. Blobby. Yeah.
2000. Children's Character. Bill Morrissey.
Bob the Builder?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
1999. Some Irish twats.
take that. Westlife.
Yeah. 1998. This is a run they had three in a row. So 1998. Ooh.
Oh. Westlife.
No.
No.
No, from now on.
Okay.
This is the last of their third in a row. 1998.
Spice Girls.
Boyzone?
No. Girlband. Never Girlband.
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
Yeah, 1997. Yeah,
Spice Girls.
1996.
Spice Girls.
995.
George Michael.
Dead. He's dead.
Keith Chegwin.
No.
Ooh.
You're saying about where we live.
Earth. Jackson. Michael no, Jackson.
What planet are we on?
Earth. Michael Jackson.
1994, just because it had a few bells in it, made it a Christmas song.
E17.
Yeah. 1993, he's been mentioned, children's character, but...
Mr. Blobby.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
1992, she's dead, died in a bath.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Victor. 1991, it was number one because the lead singer died that year. It was first released in the centres. Bloody long song.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Queen. Gary Lineker.
Yeah. 1990, it was linked to...
Chris Richard.
Always linked to Christmas songs. Yeah.
Oh, Mr. White.
1989. We've had it mentioned before with a tweet after it.
Band-Aid
2. 1988. Exactly. You mentioned two songs ago.
Cliff Richard.
Yeah. 87. might buy a dog and a cat from their shop.
Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah. 86. Sounds like he plays darts.
Phil Power Taylor.
Jackie Wilson. 85. Welsh Elvis.
Chicken Stevens. Band-Aid.
84, the original Christmas charity song. Yeah.
Yeah.
83. might see him out on a strike.
Something. House Martins.
No, you might see him out on a strike by the burning barrel. Flying pickets.
Yep.
82 was...
Renee Renata.
Italian lovers.
Renee.
Yeah. 81, the first single I bought, actually. You might say to your missus if she's pushed out the house.
Let me back in.
Do you want me?
Oh.
Do you want me, baby? Who sang that? Human League.
Yeah. Okay.
1980, the little kids singing. Grandma, we love you.
Oh, that's like choir.
St. Winifred School Choir.
Yeah.
79.
Shorty Woody.
One of my favourite bands. I know Patch Levin.
Oh, Quadrophenia.
Known for their two famous films.
Who?
No. Right. No, you think. Sorry, one film, sorry. About one of their albums.
Pink Floyd.
Got bricks in it.
Michael Barrymore.
78, a skinny bloke. Phony M. 1977. Only the band the Beatles could have been.
Wings.
Yeah. 76, Joe Memphis. 75.
Birth of Christ.
My lifetime. 75, Queen. 74, Mud. 73, Slade. 72, Little Jimmy Osmond. 71, the year I was born, Benny Hill.
Was Mud.
It'll be lonely. Yeah.
So that
was... 1978,
Evans. 69, Rob
Harris.
That's a nice little segue, Rich, actually.
It was like three in a row.
Nice little segue. Yeah, my initial question to someone the other day was, what was the last released Christmas classic? All right.
Last released classic?
Yeah, that you actually like, if you like Christmas, that you look forward to hearing at Christmas, the last one. Everyone's will be different.
It would be because there.
Yeah, good entry.
Be Mike. 17, I can't stand every day. 1994.
But what I always listen to is Last Christmas.
Yeah, that one.
But it's
Christmas. Not even Christmas one.
Oh, I knew it.
But that Last Christmas is like 1988, isn't it?
But yeah, it's a Christmas song.
I suppose.
Yeah, definitely it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking through my list now, I don't know if I'm like... So you.
Yeah, but no, like a Christmas, proper Christmas song. Like, it's actually got Christmas or something Christmassy in the title.
I wouldn't say it's a good song, but... what's the name?
A lot of people's answer is Darkness.
Darkness, yeah.
But I actually, and Rich will hate this, but I actually like Leona Lewis's song. Called One More Sleep.
No, he's fine with that, actually.
No, because there's two reasons I don't like it. A, because she sang that, I expect, and no one says sleeps, right? There's no sleeps involved. So I might have a sleep. I slept this morning in my car.
You still do that? Do you still get to work like half an hour early and have a sleep?
I might have a sleep in a bit. I used to go for a walk in the morning.
Okay, but this isn't that part of the quiz, but just to see how much, see if you know. So Slade, Merry Christmas, everybody, earns Slade how much in royalties each year?
Let me just think that. I'm going to say £400,000.
Oh my god! I'm going to say. Obviously, what? It's not enough. £26,700. £276,900.
So Rich is closest. Actually, I will make this a quiz. Hang on. So Rich is closest. It's £500,000 a year. A year.
£500,000. Wait, how much does this bloke get? Was
he's in prison. But next up, we've got the Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York. That's right. No, that's a signal.
I reckon it's probably about. Of course, she died around Christmas time, didn't she? That's quite sad when Kristen Cole died. Oh, money. I don't think that's paid. Yeah, that has paid quite a lot. £700,000 in.
£658,000.
So, who said 600?
You said 600.
Your closest, Mike. It was actually 400,000.
Oh, that's
very good, though. Gives that bloke of no teeth, gives him enough money to.
And, he's got teeth, right?
And finally, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. Yeah, yeah.
Got that on there, Rich.
I'm guessing that. I can speak.
What's the top one?
What?
It's by someone's covered her song.
Yeah, someone's covered. That's the version from Love Actually by Olivia Olsen. I refuse to believe if I turned up at my Karen's house and she said, "What will be Christmas?" I said, "Me." I didn't think she'd be very happy. 200 grand. Is this in this country or worldwide? Oh, see, the Americans might love it. And they might not even know who Slade are.
Okay.
I'm going for it. I'm going 600. No. I'm going 800 grand. That's a lot less than that.
So it's 376.
799,000.
The problem you've got in America is there's a limited number of traditional Christmas songs, and they're like every year, like Justin Bieber brings one out and someone else brings one out. Backstreet Boys have got a Christmas album. Everyone's got a Christmas album. They haven't got like your classics of Slade, Wizard, all that sort of thing. So that's why it's shared out quite a lot.
Just like one of the songs on the Best of Christmas you have is Rolf Harris.
He touched
that woman on the Vanessa.
I've got a random question, this is more for Rich, so apologies, Mike. Rich, with two daughters under your wing. When for you, and it might not have come yet, but when does it become unacceptable to kiss them on the lips? Okay.
When I die? When I'm dead? When I'm in the
just like a kiss on the lips.
What, a peck or a snog? I mean, I'm not being funny. But my daughters, until the day I die, the wife, like 10 years
but
ago.
Like... Yeah, no. So yeah, but on the lips, I'm talking about. So there's this big thing at the moment about David Beckham posting pictures of kissing his little girl on the lips, and I think it's mental. Yeah, but it comes to a point when it might become a bit weird if they're like, I don't know, late teens.
How old is David
Beckham? If I kiss my mum, I don't kiss on the lips. I kiss my mum on the cheek.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't think I think it just filters out anyway. Mm. I don't think Luce had one kiss on the lips anyway. I don't pin her down and try and kiss her, but I'll give Luce. Kara still like puckers up and maybe just naturally does that anyway.
Like, naturally happens.
Without even putting her age on it. Just,
Someone without any kids I know of, it's acceptable to do it.
Yeah,
well, most of us
are
10 here's another one for you.
Imagine
you had two boys.
No.
Same question.
Can you do that? Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine there'd be less dads to stop doing that. Like, there'd be like more get off kind of. Yeah, like 8, 9 of a boy.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do it. I just think they would.
Obviously,
they'd push you off.
For those who don't know, I'm having a boy in January, all being well.
You've been practicing outside the local school.
Excuse me. But like in Gavin and Stacey, I think that's really cool how Gavin's dad always greets him with a kiss, not on the lips though, on the cheek. I think that's something I would like. To
happen. Yeah, I was like, my dad, God bless him, when he was there, he kissed my dad a lot.
There's nothing wrong with, well, how do I put this? With kissing men, but you think of when I went to Italy on a school trip and the boys, kiss you on the cheeks.
The teacher. Mr. Price.
Well, yeah.
But it could be any Mr. Price.
There's a common thing. No, it's an acceptable thing. I think. Yeah, it's a stupid thing. So if you're a kid, you do what you want.
Yeah.
And like you say, it's more likely going to be the boy that say,
not on the lips, though.
I'm nice to my mum. I always give her a kiss goodbye. Like, me. About your thing. No, I didn't kiss on the lips. So that's not my... Yeah, just not trashing you to the side, don't you? Your mother.
She went to kiss you on the lips and the mother...
Do you kiss your dad still when you say to her?
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah. Patch?
No.
Yeah. Come back, Julian.
Nor my dad.
Nor
my dad. Never really have.
Firm handshake.
Slap him on the cheek.
No, I thought you said mum.
You said yeah?
No. Actually, I tell you, like, Christmas Day, if he's lucky.
I hear you back, won't it, Ben?
Yeah, that's his present sorted.
Oh, that's worth waiting for, isn't it? A little present. A little extra. With the girls, I can't say so much now. Okay. She said I'll have a hug, like, now and again.
Must be love. Yeah, right, love. Moving on.
Must be love, isn't it? I think everyone likes to be loved.
What?
I'll give Paddy a little hug when he goes there on. If he plays his cards right.
Again, sorry, Mike, to cut you out, but you can answer this as well. Rich. Level of excitement between 1 to 10 for next Wednesday, Bristol City play Manchester United.
I was thinking to myself this morning, actually, this time next week, will I be in dreamland or think of the semi final, or will I think, we just lost 7-0, or will I just think, right, we lost, but we give it a good go? So, as long as we give a good count of ourselves, but you don't know what side man that's good. Not necessarily what team they're going to pick, as in personnel, how they're going to play. Because Man United are very hot and cold in the last 5 or 6 years, aren't they? Since Fergie left, they lost to MK Dons, didn't they, a few years ago. They lost at home to enjoy Burnley, things like that. There's teams we used to beat in the league. So there's no reason why on the day we can't cause an upset. But got a league match. That's like a football match, right? Got a league match first. Game by game. Get a match. Beat Notts Forest. That's more important to me, beat Notts Forest. Because we'll plans to play Man United in the league next year if we keep going as we are. But just a good performance.
Hello.
I've got a little somebody here to say hello to you, Pat.
What's your level of excitement for the game?
Cara, I asked to answer this question. When is it acceptable for Daddy to stop kissing you on the lips? How old do you have to be? Will it be never?
When I have a boyfriend, which will be the
end. That's a good answer.
So you got a boyfriend? I'm pushing her back, am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I have a boyfriend, which will probably...
Be back when you're 30?
No.
So I want that in.
I've already had one before.
Oh, who's that?
No, not Dennis, because...
Well, he can listen to the podcast, is he?
He might.
Is he not heard of us? Did you know your dad's in Three Peeps in the podcast? Do you get,
do you get
swamped at school?
I told him when we were dating.
That's why I stopped picking you up from school, because I used to get just kids running at me. Like, you actually didn't know.
I told him when I was dating him.
Did you? Who was that, Sid?
Oh, it's Sid, it's Sid.
I hate you!
Who's Sid?
Right.
When people at my school listen to this?
Right. I'm 9 years old. Right.
I'm dating him in year two.
What's your race?
That's an
exclusive.
I didn't
add
your
push. Right, you've got
15
minutes.
I haven't added a 1 to 10 yet.
That's it, it's good, man.
I ignore it.
Nothing. I'm just looking forward to Saturday and grinding for a few beers. So if you ask me on Saturday night, it'd be 10 out of 10. I've been waiting my life for this game. We had an open back in 1994, which was, that was obviously back then, that was massive. But I've waited.
I've never seen
Man United. There was a Chris Gardner test match, I've seen him. I've never played against Man United in any sort of
in my realm
match in my, not in my lifetime, so you've obviously paid the centres, but in my adult life. So I'm so glad I bought a season ticket 2 years ago, because if this happened 3 years ago, I would never got a ticket. So
are you
massively gutted.
What time are you at? What time are you at before?
No, I can't wait. Eurovision Song Contest. I like Mourinho, but I'll actually question it. I like Mourinho when he's at Chelsea. I like a character. I grew up in the 80s. Oh, it was full of characters. You'd vote with snooker players, tennis players. You had all like the macros and characters. Now they're all just like robots getting well paid. But I like a character. I like Mourinho. I've always had a soft spot for Man United, as people always tell me. Because back then, when they were being successful, they were majority British players, weren't they? Like Scholesby, Beckham's, Butts, David May, blah, blah. So I had a bit of a soft spot for him. Not so much now, because obviously City have done really well. It wasn't my first team, but...
Yeah, he's starting, if he's injury-free.
He's Latin's.
So that'd be an interesting tussle. Flint versus Ibrahimovic.
That'd be good.
I'm out from about 3 o'clock in the... either, along the harbour or in Bevinster. And, on Wednesday... I've got Thursday off. Joe Sims is about for a drink. If you're up for a Three Peeps reunion, actually you weren't on that interview, were you?
Well, I went away, I think, but I'm working because I want.
We're not going to get hammered. We're just having a couple of drinks and then
all
a
my
nice
faculties.
Meal.
I want just watch it.
So it might turn into
a drink
fest.
Are you going with Jägerbomb chit shops? Absolutely.
Especially you've got Frizzy.
We'll probably be on
North
Street.
Where are you meeting Simsy? The big Sims.
Simsmeister.
Yeah.
North Street,
yeah.
Yeah. Did you say North Street?
Give us a bell.
I'll come straight from work, so I'll be there for
so
that's, four.
So that was my couple of random questions. Anyone else got a random question, or do you want to just crack on with the next round of the quiz? Because currently, Rich is one round ahead.
Should we just do some score predictions for City, Manchester United?
Well, then. You're a neutral.
I'm gonna say Manu will play a slightly weakened team.
It'll go to extra time and penalties on the night, by the way.
Desmond
Tutu. 2-2 in normal time. City win on penalties. Wow.
Oh, imagine if that happens. I would literally. Well, I was going to say to my roof.
That is exactly.
You would kiss me on the lips.
I reckon we lose 3-1.
Ah, that's a shame.
But nice.
Yeah, that was my prediction as well. 3-1.
Our away game at Sheffield. 1-2-1. So. Yeah, I just think. I want us to score, but in a as in not when it's 3-0.
Yeah.
I want us to score. The Craig mental. Like, well, one that I make it 1-1. Go away from the mud,
Freddie. Come on again. That's one sitting.
Okay,
play nice
round two.
Like
this is comedy Christmas specials. And again, starting with whoever didn't start last time. Okay.
How
far away is he?
He's gone again.
Okay, so I just want the year, basically.
Do you mind giving me first?
I'm going to name a Christmas special, and I need the year. Okay, so number one is absolutely fabulous. And I want the year. So it's a Christmas special, basically. I want the year of the Christmas special.
What?
Yep, then you did one.
Absolutely fabulous.
Play at 993. For Mike, so I'll 1 point to Mike.
96.
2003.
What was it?
Blackadder's Christmas Carol. Mike is closest, 88.
91.
89. Extras.
Christ, sweet. 2012.
Oh my goodness.
Two. What were you? What was going first? Give you a good gauge.
Mike wins
2007. 2010.
Gavin and Stacey.
Seven.
I'll go first this time.
Just want to say, rest in peace, Keith Chapman.
Yeah.
Pop. Popping up.
Will it, Gavin and Stacey? 2008.
2012. Knowing you all.
That's you first this time, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Of course it is. Knowing me, knowing you all.
Correct.
I'm going to say 19.
I've got an answer, so quick go.
I'm going to say,
don't say the same as me.
1995.
1990.
1996.
The Office.
Right.
2001.
2003.
2002, because I can't say it.
2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps.
Yes! I'm losing my
love. Yeah.
Shit. 98.
Mike gets a point. 2003.
99. No idea.
Only fools and horses. Time on our hands.
That's a lot longer ago than I thought it was.
No, it was.
Ah.
I might say something like. I'm going to say
98. I don't, because mine, honestly, is what I'm
saying. 1996, Richard's favourite year.
1997. That was
ahead. The Royal Family, Queen of Sheba. Yeah.
Remember that. I don't know which one that was. They always do one.
That's one she's doing, right?
Is that one where they call the Viennois called Barbara Barbera? Or no?
But the man died. Not a man, but grandma.
Do you want me to go first? I'm not
cheating. Yeah,
I quote cheated.
Because I've been in such a role, so I'm getting fat.
What's it? 2013.
I was going to be 2012. 2012.
Yeah. So, on question 9, you've got Rich with 3 and Mike with 6. So, pointless asking question 10, but we'll ask it anyway. Which of the above attracted the highest TV audience? Yeah, that's a point to Rich. You said it first. For a bonus point, how many people, what was the audience? Yeah.
It's double. Is this question for double?
No.
Is this for triple points?
I'm going to make it 6 all.
Nah.
Yeah? Double, yeah? About
24.35.
22 million.
Right, so, Mike.
Thank you.
Uses minus gauge, mate. Uses minus gauge.
What are we going to discuss, Mr.?
Yeah, okay. We'll do the final round in a minute because we are currently at 55 minutes. So, Let's do Room of Doom. Mike, what have you got for us this week?
What have I got for you?
I can tell you.
My God, we got so many. I think this time.
You got a bit of Ian Lee here, aren't you? From the Jungle Fame.
Yeah.
I did like Toph. She came across really well, didn't she?
She did.
I didn't watch them all, but she came across as a, like, usually these reality stars a bit twat at her asses.
Yeah.
But she was really good. She was sweet. She was honest. She was delightful to look at.
Not as delightful as I like, but she was nice.
Yeah.
I enjoyed her. My one is generic. I mean, I'll give you a precise example, but generically bad design. But two examples in work or any location.
Sorry, can I stop you there 1 second? There seems to be a lot of background noise.
After washing your hands, there should be like a. We have a guest.
Just inject the guest.
Do you want me to continue, or do you want me to use some hold?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Could only hear what you were saying. The four listeners have left. Please.
Would you like me to continue now? So it's bad design. So two examples. In the toilet, in work, and other locations, when you've done the deed, you've washed your hands, they're nice and clean, and then you have to exit the toilet and you, instead of pushing the door, which you could do with your elbow or your pick, you have to pull it open, so you have to touch the handle. So that's gone completely against why you've done it. And the second one is in the kitchen, where you've washed up and you have to put stuff in the bin, then you have to. You have to open the lid. The dirty, dirty lid.
What's wrong with you?
That's mine.
What's wrong with you? I had this discussion a few months back on my room of doom. People are overly clean and obsessed with daring to touch anything. It's ridiculous. Like Howard Hughes. You're wearing white gloves next and a mask on your face. You're not going to die from touching a door handle.
Has Cara got some headphones?
I've turned it down and I've taken this with no control. In fact, it's reflecting anyway, so it should be upstairs in there.
It's not.
You want a dog here now as well?
Dog, the sky as
well. Can you put yours into one line for me? No, that's rubbish.
Touching things.
Bad design.
Yeah, I'm not voting for you anyway.
Why do I even bother doing this? This segment might as well be Rich always wins, otherwise he gets livid.
No, if people want to listen back to old episodes, when I said about people who like carry these jars around, you're trying to open the door of the elbow in case you might touch somebody.
Right, just touch a dog. Can I have a sausage roll?
Yeah.
Okay. No, but can I?
No one's ever died from like, touching the door handle, have they? Unless it's covered in asbestos.
Okay, so I revoke my
door handle.
I'll never play again. Okay, Rick.
Yeah, he needs things he can open with his elbows.
All right.
What we're going to do is people who are overly clean. They want to touch anything. I haven't got one today.
You've got to write these things down.
What was it? Oh, I can't remember. It's all sure bad. My sure is bad. I did, but I was driving. What do you think about that? Right, what was yours?
I blimmin' hell. I'm sure I had it on the tip of my tongue. Oh, jeez.
What is that switch for?
And if Rich, you're listening to us for the first time, thanks for joining us.
What's wrong with you? I think it's probably websites, right? That when you open it on especially news websites, when you put it on your mobile phone, average just pop up halfway through it, and it asks you to complete a survey. It's usually first or even post ones, and it asks you to complete the survey, so it gets you in with the headline. That sounds interesting. First of all, advert comes up. You've got to press a little cross in the corner. Then all the words will be fuzzed out. And it say, complete the survey to watch the read the rest of the thing. It's just ridiculous. Can't just read the news? Why they got trying to sell stuff on the back of the news? Like, fill the survey in, blah, blah. Just let me read the news. All right, so it's pop-up windows on websites, really.
Do you include...
pop-up windows.
I've got to get this title tomorrow.
Do you include... Do you include on Facebook when you watch a video?
Clickbait was going to be mine, actually.
5 seconds. Oh, I'll copy it.
This is chaos. It's chaos here, for God's sake. Send someone to save us.
Never were children animals. I've got two of the buggers.
I think we're going to have to draw this podcast to a close. It's descended into a massacre. Yeah, okay, and I'll go for clickbait, and that's basically when there is an advert on Facebook, and it says, you know, look what Suzanne Susan Boyle. Imagine, yeah, look what she looks like now. Click on this, and then you get taken to, you know, before you know it, someone's nicked all the money at your bank account.
Yeah, I have one. It was Plain Jane from Neighbours. Is that your era, Plain Jane? Super Brain? Right, there was... Oh, look at her now. They come up... You have to give, like, 30 remembrance of Neighbours to see what they like first before you even got to her. Like, even get to her.
Well, Daphne, she was nice.
Daphne Clark.
Yeah.
Played by Elaine Smith. Well, I was very good back in the end of knowing all the actors' names in soap operas and things like that. I used to know them all.
What's the guy's name? It's Simon Mona.
Craig McLaughlin.
Hey, Mona.
Mr. Fisher and
Carrie
Away was played by Nolan Coburn.
Mona.
Right,
but,
so very quickly, we've just gone past the hour mark.
Henry.
Coming up next week, the return of League of Gentlemen. Will you be watching? Monday night.
I definitely will be watching. Yeah. What day is that on?
Monday the 18th, is it not?
I don't know, man.
It was more of a statement than a question. Right. I know it was a question. It sounded like
I haven't even seen the trailers yet, so I'm guessing...
No.
But if Inside Number 9's anything to go by, they haven't lost their magic. That was broken.
You know about that.
Still got it. So that's coming back. And that, did I say about Alan Partridge last time? Or you know about that? That's,
what?
Ooh. Alan Partridge has a documentary on BBC Two coming up. And next year...
What's
on the new series of Alan Partridge on the BBC.
Right. Any last-minute recommendations for...
That'd be good. Have a lovely Christmas.
Yeah.
Think of others. Don't burn the candle to ends too much.
Oh, I got a question. I know it's about 20 minutes too late.
Sure, yeah.
But based on something I watched on TV called Drugsland, and it's about in Bristol.
Did it give you ideas for doing Instagram?
It's quite hard hitting, but it's worth a watch. Do you? No, it gives me, it validates me not giving money to these people. And I'm not saying all homeless people take drugs. I mean, they had stats that said two-thirds do, but I buy them food instead now. But there's one homeless guy, and they said, how much money have you made? He goes, it's normally about £1,000 a week. They make £1,000 a week from begging, and they spend pretty much all of it.
Mike, we're going to have to wrap it up.
Wise and Bees, they call it. Yeah,
do you want to just give a wish everyone a Merry Christmas and we'll just call it a day?
Yeah. I think that's the best. Merry Christmas to anyone who's decided to listen this long. Have a nice time and we'll see you, I'll speak to you in 2018.
Thanks everyone.
Fantastic.
Welcome to my house. Bye.
Okay, bye.